Welcome back to Deep Tissue Talks. I'm Doris Martel, and I want to start by saying how deeply grateful I am for all of you tuning in today. Your positive comments and all of your encouragement truly fuel my journey, and I'm so thankful for the incredible support so far. This podcast is unlike any other. It's a conversation recorded on a massage table. We explore our guests' life stories, their ups and downs, their body's healing power, the body-mind-spirit connections. And by seeing how better they feel after the session, I want to inspire you to take care of yourself and deal with your aches and pains. Your feedback means the world to me. So if there is a topic you'd like to dive deeper into, especially around pain, tension, or recovery, please reach out and let me know. I'd love to hear what resonates with you most. If you'd like to support the show, we're looking for sponsors to help us grow and reach more listeners. Whether it's through sharing your ideas, your expertise, or sponsoring an episode, your involvement can make a huge difference. Thank you again for being a part of this healing journey, and I can't wait to continue sharing this deep conversation with you. I send you love. Today on my table, we have Dr. Robin B. She's a multidimensional, talented woman. She is a doctor in pharmacy. She's a fitness leader and also an entrepreneur. Welcome to Deep Tissue Talk. I'm so honored to have you on my table today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I'm excited.
Yeah, I can't wait to work on
you. Right? Me too.
So tell me, what's today? How do you feel? What's bothering you? Tight, uncomfortable?
Well, you know, I have just picked up playing golf. So like, my hands are very tense. And then also like my upper back and shoulders just from stress and things like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's get to work.
Let's go.
Let's go. So Robin has tight shoulder and neck. So we're going to start working on this today. And because she's been playing golf, we're also going to work on her arm because everything is connected and I want to make sure that everything is released. Ooh, girl, we're going to have fun. Woo! So at any time, if it's too much, you let me know. I want to make sure that you leave from this session with the benefits of it.
Okay,
but
thank
if it's
you.
Too much, you let me know.
I'll go.
Yeah.
Help!
How was it to be raised in your family? I want to understand more of your journey. I want to understand like how you get to that world.
Right. Well, luckily I wasn't in a family that kind of forced me to go in any particular direction. They kind of allowed me to explore different, you know, avenues and careers. And so, you know, that's very rare. So I appreciated it. I always loved medicine, always was only good at science in school. Naturally, you know, those were my A classes, the classes I was passing with flying colors. So I also spent summers, also spent some time with my great grandfather. And he was, you know, he was like over 80 at the time. He was like 82, I believe. And so he was taking a lot of medications. And so he would call me his little doctor. And that kind of stuck with me. And the fact that I was giving, you know, him drugs and making sure he stayed on top of it, pharmacy in particular, kind of stood out to me. Oof. So, you know, that upbringing, just, you know, knowing that I could take care of, you know, my family and my parents as they age if I know exactly what medications are doing. And then fitness was a no-brainer, preventative versus reactive, right?
How did you get into the fitness world to start with?
Yeah, so I would say it was just that realization. Like I said, that, you know, drugs were more of like a reactive form of therapy, something after you're already sick, when we can do so much to either reverse, you know, premature disease or prevent it.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it was pandemic, like right during that time, I was realizing like how much we didn't know about health and science and treatment. I was like, we don't know the cure for COVID. Like
a lot of like doctors, if you tell them that you have pain, they just give you a pill.
And just remember how like we were so about diet and exercise and vitamins and elderberry and all those things and vitamin C and zinc during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And that's how people were actually recovering from COVID versus prescription drugs.
Yes.
So for me, it was just a turning point. And then I was also a content creator. So I was like, you know what? People love fitness online. Mm-hmm. So let's do it.
Yeah. And what's interesting, like when I did my research, is that they're like the women in the fitness industry are doing better than the men. What's your take on that?
Well, it's a male-dominated industry, right? But we could be performing better because women are better at everything. I'm just kidding. No, but honestly, I just think that women, we're going to spend that extra time and attention towards our community. Mm-hmm. So say it's like a group of people that you're training. We're not going to just be trying to make money. We're actually there for the wellness. So I think that women are actually bringing not only strength, right? Like we're showing men that we can lift heavy and we can do all the things they can, but we also have that caring, nurturing aspect. Yeah.
And you definitely are developing this sense of community that people, especially like during COVID, we were so isolated. Yeah. We needed to find people that kind of gave us that sense of we're not alone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what you were able to gather people around you and around your technique. Yeah. And so being from the world of medicine and pharmaceutical industry, what do you bring from all of your knowledge to now the world of fitness?
Yeah, I think supplementation obviously is a big thing, right? Like knowing protein, nutrition, macros, you know, making sure everyone gets, you know, the daily
amount.
The daily amount that they need of your protein and just being able to like make it make sense. Like, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of like, you know, CPTs, they just have like the knowledge that you should be doing it, but not the why. So yeah, that's what I bring to the industry.
What's interesting with your pain is that a lot of people, they have neck and shoulder problem, and the pain can have, or the discomfort can have different source. I think for you, it comes from repetitive movement. Playing golf, working out, and holding weights, because you do your specialty right now is with the
hip
dumbbells,
training,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're holding the dumbbells like this, so you're using all of those muscles a lot, and probably you're helping yourself with the shoulders.
Yeah. There's a lot of like a lot going on. And, you know, I never get this, so I never get to release the tension. Yeah.
There is a lot of people that work out or dance and you guys don't realize that, for example, for you as a fitness leader, you're an athlete.
Yeah.
So you have to treat your body like an athlete. You already do really good with the nutrition.
Right.
Now you have to take care of your body.
Yeah. And I get massages, but they don't have the knowledge of the muscle and the connection and the tendons, things like that that you guys do.
It's true that you can have a massage for relaxation, but you can also have a massage more like manual physical therapy or therapeutical massage. Mm-hmm. And you just have to find the right person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're the right person, if you have knowledge, drop your contact because people need you.
Yes, we need you all over the world.
All over the world.
And guys, she's really strong. Like these fingers. Whew.
That's what my players tell me.
Yeah, and they probably, they have tight muscles.
They hide sometimes from me. They're like, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood today. So, but they also know that, you know, when they it's time and when their body needs it, they can avoid it. Because your body is kind of like a car, you know, like a very expensive car. Mm-hmm. And you need to take care of all the parts. Yeah. Otherwise,
break down.
Yeah.
You need break to down on the work. Side of the road mm-hmm. or the side of the court. Don't want that.
So, yeah. So you have tight shoulders, tight biceps. Now let's work on your forearm.
Okay. Because
the forearm also, not only she's working out, but working on the computer, being on the phone, we use, you know, those flexors and those extensors a lot.
So you learned in France how to do it?
I was born and raised in France.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to the US. I wanted to change my life.
Oh, yeah.
Learn English. And so I was in LA first, 15 years, working with the Clippers.
So where did you learn this, though? France.
A little bit in France.
Okay.
And then a lot here as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Then after that, move to Philly for the Sixers.
Nice. East Coast girls.
East Coast. That's a really going from the Clippers to the Sixers, West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah.
It's almost like two different cultures.
Yeah.
Two different countries. Two different ways of seeing life and two different ways of expressing themselves and being real or not.
Wow. I love how she said that. Two different countries. Because we're here and like Europe is so different,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that you can actually see the difference, we never really think of that.
Yeah. Especially when you have the chance to live really into both of the culture, you know, because it's United States of America.
Yeah.
Several states together, several mm-hmm. mini countries together, and you really see it when you live in there.
Wow.
Because where are you from originally?
So I'm from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
So that is like the East Coast, not too far from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 2 hours.
Yep. Yeah. Did you ever go to D.C.?
I've been to D.C., yeah, a lot. Because we play over there. I'm only 2 hours
Wizard.
From there. Yes. So like, how did you move from Washington to
L.A.? Wow. So it's really interesting. So I went to college in New York. I went to Syracuse, so it's upstate New York. So it was very cold because it's almost Canada. And I was just kind of ready for that weather change because, you know, in D.C. we have the seasons. You get snow, you get everything, all the seasons. Even though here, I don't know what's going on with L.A. It's been acting crazy.
Cold, rain.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it's unpredictable. But I wanted more predictable weather. I knew people already out here and I could do medicine anywhere. So I was like, let me just move to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's my second home.
So far, what was the like a pivotal moment in your life that you can think of?
I would say it's when I transitioned full time to doing this, to being a fitness coach, to being a content creator. That's big after being a pharmacist, right?
So that's scary.
It was scary. It was definitely scary. But I was working on both the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing content creation for 10 years. And so that's as long as I've been in school, right?
Wow.
So bachelor of college, that was 4 years and another 4 for pharmacy school and some years of schooling in between. So throughout that whole process, I was with the camera, behind the scenes, you know, content creation, working with brands. And so it was just a moment of like I had to choose and it did feel scary, right? Especially because I was known for one thing, but I was just so happy that, you know, I built the brand enough to where it was good standing alone. So
do you remember the day where you were like, that's it. This is like I made my decision. How did it feel?
Wow.
Go back to that time where you're like, this is what I'm going to do now.
I mean, I think, again, it was gradual. There was a bunch of different points where I knew, but I always finish when I start. So I knew before I finished pharmacy school that this is what I was going to do. I was going to transition and work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I really kind of knew that the first time when I got into pharmacy school and I created a whole new social media account on Instagram
mm-hmm.
because I was in fear that when I went into pharmacy school, I'd be judged for, you know, content creation or my fashion or what I was wearing, whatever. And so I had 60,000 followers on that page. I completely got rid of that page and that's made cool. a new page, and I went viral on the second page.
Really?
And that page now is the page that's over 1.3. So I think that that was just the universe. That was God telling me that, you know, this is your, you know, this is also something that is your purpose. So
that's your path.
Yeah.
And so how did you manage to deal with the judgment, or what you thought would be a judgment from people?
Yeah, I think that ultimately it was like that decision to even put content out again after I was in school, and kind of like, it wasn't like anyone told me I could. I just felt like, hey, this is who I am. Like, I don't need to hide who I am. And what is also a craft, like, this is a job for many people. You know what I mean? Like, at the time, like, YouTube was huge. There's a lot of creators making, you know, a lot of money. So I'm like, you know what? Why am I sitting here and judging people for the things that I don't want to be judged for? So I just said, you know what? I'm just going to be myself. And that's where it got me.
Yeah. That's what I call bold and resilient, you know, following your dream. It's really hard, you know, because you had a path that was safe.
Yeah.
And now you went to a path that basically depend on people and depend on what you're bringing out to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely scary.
Yeah. And you know what? I love how I married the two.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes. And that's not the case for a lot of fitness leaders. Mm-hmm. You actually know your shit.
Thank you.
Because she went to medicine school. Like, she knows about nutrients. She knows about vitamins. She knows about, like, science.
And the body.
And
oh, God.
The body, yes.
They tell you so many things that you don't even use in practice. And we have to know everything. It's 4 years worth of knowledge. So
yeah,
I don't regret it, because it definitely helped me with, I mean, taking the CPT exam, the personal training exam, was so easy, because I already knew everything
you
about
know your
science.
Anatomy.
Yeah, my anatomy. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super proud of you for doing
Thank you.
And so, you know, I'm going to work on your hips from the side. So now I'm going to work on Robin's tight hips. Okay. So that might gonna be a little bit more painful than the shoulders.
Oh God.
But you need it.
I need it, guys.
So let's go for it.
I need it.
So it looks like you tackled the challenge of kind of like being judged, like,
yes,
really well. Is there something that you would do differently now that you actually have that experience? Like, if you were to talk to your older self?
Older self? I think that I think in the past I used to be like a people pleaser for sure. And that is something so hard to let go of, just to know that your thoughts, your feelings are valid as well. And how you judge yourself or how you look at yourself is equally as important. So it took a while for me to really figure that out. So I think, like, if I was talking to my younger self, I would definitely tell her, girl, listen, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're on the path that you're supposed to be on, no matter how it looks, no matter how long it takes, and no matter who, you know, has something to say. And, like, just to know that I've grown my community this large with so much support from both sides of health and wellness, it's just amazing. And even teachers and the people that I was, you know, fearful of judging me, they're like, wow, you know, you go, because this is what we need in this industry.
Yes,
so.
Yes. And it's like, probably that was your fear and not really the reality of what was going on.
Right, right.
Yeah. And that's also part of growing up and trusting yourself.
Exactly.
And so you're a Black woman like me.
Yep.
You know, you kind of, the fitness industry is a men world, even though the women are more successful. And I'm Black, same, working in a men's world. And I'm foreign.
She's like, so on top of that.
I have everything. So a lot of baggage. So how was it for you, or how is it still for you as a Black woman working in that industry.
Yeah. I would say it was even tougher as a Black woman in the medical industry, right?
Oh, wow.
To get that respect and to be like, oh, is this my doctor? Yes, it is. Mm. You know, I did the same schooling as my counterparts and my colleagues, and everyone, you know, got the same degree. Yet because I look this way, and then, of course, you know, add, you know, someone who like puts themselves together and looks and all that to it, it's just more and more things that make someone just not believe that you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So that credibility was very, very, it wasn't anything that I felt like I needed to prove to anyone, but I just think the work speaks for itself. So that's what I would say is just like when you feel like, you know, that you have all of these odds against you.
Yes.
Just let your work speak.
You see it in people's eyes.
Yeah.
They look at you and are like, oh, this is my therapist.
And I'll be like, hi, yes, I'm Dr. Robin, mm-hmm. you know. So, or I'm your therapist for the day.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they'll be like, oh.
Yeah. I remember when I started, because my name is Doris. So in France, it's kind of nice. But in America, it's an old lady name. So,
yeah,
you know, they would know from their, you know, trainer or whatever that Doris is going to come to your house. So I knock at the door and sometimes they'll be like, because they expected a white old lady.
I never thought about that. You're right.
Like, I'm Black, I'm young,
yep.
And I have an accent and I'm French. So they're like,
ah. So how did you deal with that?
To me, it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was like hilarious to show and to see their face like, oh okay. And sometimes I joke like, that's not who you were expecting.
Is
you
it?
Know, right? Let's happen. And there is, for me also, the judgment of she's petite, you know, she's
strong, y'all. She's so strong.
And they're like, I'm going to have a shitty treatment. Mm-hmm. And then they're on the table and they're like,
yeah. Yeah, literally.
Yeah. So, like, to me, that's kind of, like,
yeah.
Funny.
Wow. Yeah.
And so now that, you know, you gain respect and you gain also your confidence in yourself, like, mm-hmm. as a Black woman, talented, knowledgeable. So what is now your stamp on the world? Like what are you bringing?
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to help as many people as possible. Luckily I have a fitness app. Ooh, y'all. I have a fitness app that grows daily. And it's a program that isn't like a 30-day program or a 6-month or 9-month, like no cap on it. Like people can literally train with me for years. And I just love that about my training, and it's one-to-one. They hear me. Mm. And so I just want to help as many people as possible and get everyone into the Ladder app. And Team Formation is specifically about form, you know, finding your form and tempo and just looking like a pro in the gym so that you can do any move with or without me. And so I just really focus on form besides, you know, lifting heavy or anything else. I want people to do it right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's my goal, is just to help a lot of people.
Mm. I love that. We need leaders like you, leaders mm-hmm. that look like us, mm-hmm. so that we can feel like confident. Representation is everything.
Representation is everything.
Yes, so girl. That anybody can feel like it's possible.
Yes.
It's possible to be fit. It's possible to feel good in your body, because fitness is also mental health.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love seeing us doing this. Like, look at this.
Yeah.
This is amazing. You're showing me your skill and you're doing an amazing job. And I just think it's refreshing to mm-hmm. see.
What's kind of like the, you're going to bend your knees. Mm-hmm. What's the misconception about Black women in general?
Oh, man.
So before you answer the question, she's going to go up and down, kind of like,
clamshell.
Like a dog that pees on a pole.
Okay, feet together or just everything up, separate?
Everything up and then back down.
Okay.
So you're going to go
There's so up. Many. Okay.
Yeah.
Down. Let's see if I can do this.
Let's go. Up.
Oh, God. So I think... Okay. see you, mobility.
Good job.
Almost.
And give me three more.
Okay. And nice.
Last one. Good. Yay. Now you can answer the question.
Yeah, y'all, I had to concentrate on that one. But I think the misconception of Black women is that, you know, that we, I mean, just like women, we're inferior to men. We, you know, especially in fitness, we aren't strong enough. We aren't smart enough. We don't understand business. And then add on top of it, being Black, it's just that we don't care about those things too. I think that's a big thing, is like that we don't want to be entrepreneurs, or we can't. And I think it's really like, literally, it's knowledge is power. And I feel like for me, once I get my hands on anything, I can do it. You know what I mean? I can learn anything. I can become a lawyer tomorrow. Like, that's pretty much a lot of Black women. Like, we are resilient. We can take care of home and take care of our careers and our man. And it's just like, I don't know. I've seen it done a million times. So I don't get why the world doesn't understand that we can do it, right? Well, like, yeah,
we have to keep proving ourselves all the time.
It's so crazy. So, but let's just keep doing it. Keep doing this. Let's go.
Okay. So I'm gonna go late.
What? You wanna do what?
So I'm going to work on what's called the TFLs, the tensor fascia latae, and a little bit of your hip flexors. So we go slow. So what you're going to do, because you're really tight on your hips, as a maintenance program, you're going to take a tennis ball or lacrosse ball. Start with the tennis ball because it's less hard. I'm going to put it where my hands are right here in the TFL, in the crest right here.
Oh my goodness.
And you're gonna lay down on it and just kind of like let the ball melt inside your hips.
Okay.
That is really tight, girl.
Is that bad?
Yes. Yes, because when your hip is tight like that, especially one side more than another, it changes your gait and it puts you at risk of injury because you work out a lot. So that means that you're gonna compensate with your hips, and then your lower back might be working more and you're going to have lower back pain.
Yeah.
So that's something that you want to really be careful.
Ooh, yeah, right.
Okay.
There.
I can feel it.
Feel like a noodle.
After that session, you're going to stand up, and then you're going to have to readapt because I made a little bit of change in neuromuscular pathways in, you know, how your brain is going to perceive your body. And so you're going to feel a bit like, oh, loose.
Wow. So I should put the tennis balls here.
Yes. You put the tennis ball in here and you lay down on the side. And you kind of let the ball just
deep,
like,
okay, massage.
You watch TV. Anybody can do it at home.
Nice.
Put the ball here. You lay down. You watch TV. And then you do the other hip. You can do it inside of the hip right here, where you have the iliopsoas. That's also a muscle that's linked to emotion. So if you feel sad, stress, you put the ball right here, and then you lay down on the floor like this.
Nice.
And that'll be good for you.
Love it.
So
that quad.
Oh,
it's just tickly.
But it's interesting because the body has different ways of saying like it's too much. Uh-huh. And so like tickling is like a similar pathway as
really?
Yeah. Let's work a little bit on your quads. So that's going to help your hip and your hip press, because they're so tight. And I can't really go too deep because it's too sensitive. So we're going to go a little bit away from it to see if that helps. All right, let's try it. If it's too much, you let me know.
Tickle.
So you see like this little ball?
What is that?
So that's called a densification. So that's kind of like a knot, but not in your muscle, but in your fascia. The fascia is, you know, it's like the little white flesh that's mm-hmm. the white tissue that's in between everything. So that's in it. And to be able to get rid of that, I need to create a little bit of inflammation. That's why I'm kind of like, rubbing on it. And the inflammation is going to ask the body to bring some hyaluronic acid to that spot. And then it's just going to melt down. That's how it works. So I'm creating a little bit of inflammation.
But what about for athletes or fitness people who want to see that definition? Are you getting rid of the...
No.
Okay.
You're actually helping it. Because what's going on is that if you don't take care of your body, so your body is going to reproduce the length of the muscle mm-hmm. that already exists. So you're going to build on tight muscles, right? So if you want to help your definition, you want to have muscle that can glide on top of each other okay. instead of being stuck. So that's going to help the definition because now you can add muscle fiber underneath, in between. And so they're going to grow more and they're going to be more defined. And the fact that you are having a length that is more comfortable, you know, and that's more flexible, then you're going to grow more muscle fibers instead of building muscle fiber that are tight and short. You're going to build muscle fiber that are long and strong.
I love that.
Okay.
Yes.
So for you also as a maintenance, foam rolling on your quads.
I don't. I only do my back and the back of my legs. So, okay.
Foam rolling. So I know that it's difficult, the foam rolling on the quads, because it hurts. And
right.
So we tend to be lazy to the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for you, it's important. You're going to build more muscles.
Right. Okay.
So now I want to just finish her and work a little bit deeper on her TFL and on her quads with a little bit of movement. And I really want you to make sure that after that session, you promise me that you're going to take care of your body.
Okay.
Okay. Foam rolling, stretching, yoga. Okay. Because when I come back and I'm going to work on you again, I want to see even more definition.
Yes.
Because that's going to help you.
Okay. I got it. Homework assignment.
And so to finish off, what would you tell your younger self with, you know, when you think about your journey so far?
Wow. I would just tell my younger self to trust the process. I am impatient at nature, so I think that my younger self would appreciate how far I've come and how long it took for me to get there, but how happy I truly am now that I'm here. Mm-hmm. So I think she just needs to stay patient and trust the process.
I love that.
And stretch your hips. Younger self, stretch your hips, please, because you do not want to be dealing with this later.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Doris.
Where can we find you? I want to work out with you. I want to know more about your other businesses. Where can I find you?
Well, remember, my mission is to help as many people as possible. So you can find me on the Join Ladder app, and I'm Team Formation. You'll see me there, as well as my Instagram, which is at dr.robinb, and it's the same for all platforms. TikTok, that Snapchat, everything.
Thank you so much.
I feel so much better.
And cut.
Good?
So good.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Deep Tissue Talks. I hope that you found some valuable insight that can help you better connect with your body and ease your pain. If you'd like to watch the visual of this episode and see how I work with Dr. Robin, you can go on our YouTube channel, Deep Tissue Talks. You'll also find some bonus episodes showing the self-massage I give my guests. As always, I'd love to hear your thoughts, whether it's feedback on today's topic or idea for future episodes. Your input is what helps shape this podcast, so feel free to reach out and share what's on your mind, especially when it comes to pain and recovery. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review, sharing it with others, or even sponsoring the show to help us continue bringing this unique conversation to life. Every bit of support helps. Thank you again for listening, and until next time, take care of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. I send you love.